Peacekeepers, welcome back to another episode. Before we begin, just a few simple things, of course, things that I always say in the beginning of the episode, but we are recording in the middle of the day and people are driving around with their mamalonas playing some Selena, but you know, anything for Selenas. And we are just trying to do our best. I close the window, I shut the blinds, the fan's off. It's really hot in this room and I can't breathe, but it's all for the podcast, right? All right, the next thing before we get down to business is remember that this podcast is sponsored by Eva's Bail Bonds, where their licensed professionals are available 24/7, 7 days a week. They work hard to make your experience as fast and convenient as possible. Their goal is to help reunite families across the state of Idaho safely and effectively. Payments are available. Se habla español. Give them a call and let them help you at 208-312-3660. That phone number again is 208-312-3660. And if you are local, you are in the state of Idaho, remember that she does have a new location on Blue Legs Boulevard in Twin Falls. All right, you guys, how are you? I know I said I was going to be more consistent, but it's Saturday and I was supposed to record this yesterday, but I am trying. I have a billion things to do. I know that's not an excuse and you guys don't want to hear my excuse, but that's all I got for you. Every time I say, how are you? All I can hear is fucking Jeffree Star when he's like, hi, how are you? I hate him. I hate him so much. He's like a snake and you guys need to stop buying his shit because he's trash and racist. So anyway, we're getting way off topic. Today's episode is going to be about conspiracy theories that actually turned out to be true. So I know that conspiracy theories definitely are I don't want to use trendy because they've always been kind of trendy if you knew where to look, but they've definitely have gotten like a kick up since some people have been in quarantine and actually had time to look into this stuff. I myself am a giant conspiracy theory fanatic. I don't trust none of these hoes. We're all in a simulation. The moon landing was probably fake. NASA's probably fake, but you know, it's fine. We're out here living our best life. But these conspiracy theories, the ones that I am going to be listing, have always been, how do I explain it? They're kind of old-timey, but I like how even back then people still had their doubts about like the government and things like that, which is pretty good. It's good to have an open mind. Like, that's like saying you don't believe in aliens. And, you know, to think that we're the only human beings on this planet is just wild to me. Aliens have to exist, bro. Like, speaking of aliens, shout out to that one time I was abducted by aliens with Jamie and Brie. I love those girls. They're always shouting me out. They're so sweet. Anyway, okay, I've blabbed on enough. Let's get down into business. The very first one that I want to talk about that a lot of people had a hard time believing that this was true because it's kind of really twisted and sad and just kind of like disgusting for humans, but at this point I'm not really surprised by anything that's happening in the world because people suck and people are trash. That's literally the best I can say, is that people are trash. But like, if you actually take time to sit down and you listen and you analyze and you take your blinders off, like you get yourself out of this little bubble that everybody tells you to be in your whole life, you begin to see how garbage we have been in the past. We've been, you know, early 2000s and even to now, like the things that are going on is insane, and the fact that people are barely waking up about it is really sad, but I'm glad that at least we're bringing attention to these things that are happening. So this one is called Project Sunshine. And for those of you who don't know what Project Sunshine is, it took place when Hiroshima and I apologize in advance if I don't say this right, but Nagasaki, when Hiroshima and Nagasaki, the U.S. government wanted to perform like a giant study to, that way they were able to measure the effects of nuclear fallout on human bodies. So the conspiracy that was floating around at that time was that the government was stealing bodies so that they could perform some radioactive testing, right? So that was the conspiracy that was floating around that people were like laughing at and weren't kind of taking seriously, until they found out the truth, which was that the government was in fact stealing body parts. So not entire bodies, but body parts, because they wanted to, like, how do I explain this? They wanted the tissue of young bodies. So they had agents who went worldwide to find babies that had recently died. So children and babies, and they would take parts of their body without the permission of the parents, of course. Like, they didn't even ask, they just went and took these babies' body parts, these children's body parts, so that they could see the effects of nuclear testing on the young tissue. This was in the 1950s, but the public thought that the government at the time was using the DNA of these young kids to try and make superhumans, right? So I can see why people thought it was like kind of like a laughable thing, you know, because 1950s, in the government making superhumans. But I don't even I got distracted, but I was looking out the window and like, I'm pretty sure there was like a squirrel out there or something. But so the public thought that the government was using DNA to make superhumans out of these kids, but they found out that the truth was that they were sampling the dead babies to test SR90. Oh, this is very morbid. It's hard to get through. I keep getting distracted because like it sucks. Like, can you believe that shit? So they had gathered about like 1,500 samples without the parents knowing, and they performed the test. The reason that this had blown up or was found out, because how do you even find out about something like that, right? Was a mother from Britain. She had reported that they didn't let her dress her baby for her funeral. So, of course, she was going around wondering where her baby was. But when she found her baby, she had seen that the baby's legs had been removed by some doctors, and then they were shipped to the U.S. government. So that's some super sad shit right there. But again, that is called Project Sunshine, in case you wanted to look into it more. The fact that they named it Project Sunshine just like shows how fucking trash these humans are. Like, these are babies and they're testing the limbs of these poor babies, but they had the audacity to name it Project Sunshine. Yeah, that doesn't sit right with me. None of this sits right with me, but especially that they just named it that. Like, really, sis? You ain't got no fucking shame? Well, obviously not if they're doing that, but, you know, whatever. The next one that happened during the Prohibition times was the conspiracy surrounding it was that the government was poisoning the alcohol that they were drinking to get them to stop drinking it. So, you know, of course, they're like, haha, you know, the government's not going to be doing that to us or whatever. But the truth about the conspiracy of the bad alcohol was that the government was, in fact, mixing alcohol with dangerous chemicals for years prior to prohibition. So even before you weren't allowed to drink they had been mixing harmful chemicals in with the alcohol so that you would get sick, and then people would be like, ah, shit, that's from the alcohol, bro, and then they'd stop drinking, and then they'd end it as a whole. But you know how us humans are addicted to the things that kill us. You know, people were like, full send, Karen, and then they just drank it, and obviously that didn't stop. So between 1926 and 1933, the federal government had pushed manufacturers to use stronger poisons than they had been using prior, so that they could try and get the bootleggers or people who were breaking the law, so that they would stop them from turning the alcohol into moonshine. But of course, that didn't stop the people, and it didn't stop the consumers from buying the alcohol and drinking it, because who cares about your life at that point in time, right? So by the time Prohibition had ended, more than 10,000 Americans had been killed by the spiked alcohol. That's a lot of sauce. So then, because of that, because of the 10,000 that had been killed, limiting alcohol, of course, became like health advice from a doctor. So they were able to tell you, like, maybe you shouldn't drink so much, as a medical opinion. So this next one is probably one of the ones that I can rabbit hole into for the rest of my life, which is absolutely terrifying. But government mind control is the big one for me. So the conspiracy around this one was that the CIA was testing LSD and other hallucinogenic drugs on Americans so that they would be able to mind control them, basically. So apparently it was for behavior modification. They were trying to see if they could get humans to literally do whatever they wanted. And of course, in the 50s and the 60s, the CIA secretly ran experiments using these drugs on people who, like, were not expecting, or, like, I shouldn't say expecting like that, because people are gonna think, like, people who weren't pregnant, but, like, on people who weren't expecting to be a part of a mind control experiment. You know, like, if you could catch them off guard and, like, slip them something in their drink, and they wouldn't even know. So of course the effects would be greater. They used a lot of things to try and alter these people's behaviors. So besides the drugs, after they would take the drugs, they would try hypnosis, electroshock therapy. They also tried to isolate these people, and there were a lot of very dangerous tests. This is sad, but there was a lot more dangerous tests performed on people who were terminally ill, as well as cancer patients. So in the 70s, the U.S. Senate had investigated the project, and by the time that they had crashed the party or whatever, the majority of the evidence had already been destroyed. So this is known as MK Ultra, in case you guys didn't know. So if you ever want to go deep into that, I guarantee you will get lost. And it'll make you real sad, because all of these conspiracy theories will in fact make you real sad. So the next one that we are going to talk about, that I always find super, not interesting, but, like, anything that has to do with John Lennon is very sketchy to me. Like, the way he died, how he lived his life, like, something about the Beatles just doesn't hit right with me, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of backlash for that, but I don't know, sis. So the conspiracy was that the FBI was actually spying on John Lennon. And this, in fact, actually ended up being true, because he was considered a threat to the U.S. government, and the way that the the U.S. ran, right? So in 1971, the FBI had put him under surveillance and they tried to deport him a year later. So because he had songs like that were anti-war and, you know, they were always talking about like give peace a chance and all that stuff. He was put under surveillance for that simple fact, like because apparently maybe they saw it as like anarchy. He was trying to rebel against the government by keeping peace throughout the world and stuff. But if that's gonna get the FBI to watch you, like, that's ridiculous. Like, the FBI already watches me for free through my phone, so, you know, at least turn around while I change, sis. Oh, speaking of that, the next conspiracy while we're on that train would be that the government is spying on you. So this, quote, conspiracy was that with advanced technology, the government was using high-tech technology to track U.S. citizens. And you know what? Nobody wanted to believe that this is real, but in 2016, government agencies had sent 49,868 requests for user data to Facebook and to Google, as well as Apple. So those statistics, that 49,868 was the user data to Facebook, while Google had 27,850, and Apple had 9,076. And I want to know if I was one of those 9,000. Because the kind of shit that I look up, I'm pretty sure an FBI agent, like, his ear spiked up like a dog, like, ooh, what is she looking up today? Like, I guarantee it. So, a nonprofit organization that defended civil liberties tried to put more matters of internet privacy into, I don't know, the commotion. I don't know if that's the right word. But you probably already know that your computer camera could also be used to spy on you. And I think I saw that in a movie once, like the girl was changing and somebody had like hacked her and I was like, oh no, sis. So I always put a piece of tape over the camera on the computer when I lived at my parents' house so that nobody was trying to watch me dance around in my socks, cooking a sopa with like curlers in my hair and shit. So that one was that the government is spying on you. This next one is of no shock to me. This had no shock value for me. Was that big cigarette companies, I guess you could say, knew that these cigarettes could cause cancer. And people are very oblivious and thought that, oh no, they couldn't have possibly known that the product they're selling us is going to give us cancer. But in the 1950s, research showed that there is no way that smoking causes lung cancer. But in the late 1990s, a man by Philip Morris, he was the largest cigarette maker at the time, admitted that smoking could possibly give you cancer. So the research began in the 1950s, but it wasn't until the 1990s where he just gave up and said, yeah, yo, this could cause you cancer, after a bunch of people had already statistically linked that smoking causes lung cancer. But we never learn, do we? All right, here's one of my favorite ones because ever since I was little, I knew that this was a real thing. That the Illuminati rules the world. And I'm looking around my shoulder right now because I don't want them to know that I've been onto them for 22 years. But the conspiracy was a secret society that ruled the world. And that the U.S. government are actually partners in crime. which is actually so true, bro. This shit is so true, and if you don't think it's real, then you're on crack. But the link does exist. Literally, if you type Illuminati backward into a web browser, you will land on the National Security Agency website. And there's a giant rumor that in the elite society, that it includes famous personalities, actors, actresses, and the royal family. Now, this is an episode for another time, but I'm pretty sure that the queen bathes in, I don't know if you guys have heard of adrenochrome. Yeah, that's why she stays so young. She's a reptilian. I knew it. But you guys probably think I'm so crazy right now. But literally, Mel Gibson had said it, Shia LaBeouf had said it, and there's quite a few other people, like old-timey people, who had said, like, babies are like better than diamonds for people in Hollywood, because people will kill the children so that they can bathe in the blood. And I know I sound like a sociopath, but look it up. Look up adrenochrome, or you can watch, there was a super old movie on Netflix, and it was called Vile, and I watched it, like, I don't remember how long it came out, but I watched it when it first came out a long-ass time ago, and it's called Vile, and a group of, like, young teens are trapped in a room, and they all have to torture each other so that they can produce the drug that comes out of the rush of getting adrenaline. And so I was like, there's no way that this is real, after I watched the movie, of course, because I'm a nosy bitch. And I looked it up, turns out it was real. And then I spiraled down into a giant rabbit hole of conspiracy theories. So go check that out if you just want to know more about that shit. And hopefully nobody comes to your door and takes you away in the night. This one really makes me want to, I don't want to say jump off a cliff, but basically makes me want to jump off a cliff. Operation Northwoods. This conspiracy, quote, was also known as Put the Blame on Cuba. And what happened in this was President John F. Kennedy had rejected the plan, right? He was like, nah, sis, we're not going to do this. But some U.S. officials had actually followed through with the plan and allowed terrorism to happen on American soil. This happened to try and persuade the citizens of America into supporting the war against Cuba. So, the American people did things like sink refugee boats that were trying to flee Cuba. They were also killing innocent Americans in the streets and blaming it on the Cuban people, as well as framing Cuban people for bombings. And this had actually ended up being true as well. Ooh, sorry, I smacked the pop filter. My bad. Of course, everybody knows about Watergate. Apparently Watergate had been a thing that nobody believed was real until in 1974... audio recordings were discovered that Republicans were spying on the Democrats in the Democratic National Headquarters. President Richard Nixon had knowledge of it. He knew what they were doing, and they all still were like, yeah, no, it's not happening, sis. They just turned a blind eye, and then they got caught with these audio recordings. And because of that, President Richard Nixon became the first U.S. president to step down from office, which is honestly real smart, because I'm pretty sure he would have been another one who would have got some hands. All right, you guys, I honestly think that's it. Yep, that's it for this episode. So remember that we are on all the social medias, Twitter, Instagram, Patreon, at Passions Are Peace Podcast. If you have a request or you want to be on the show, you want to tell me something to talk about, go ahead and send me a Gmail at passionsarepeacepodcast@gmail.com. We are now listed in Amazon Music, so that's basically like Apple Music, of course, but Amazon Music. Actually, when I went to the website, it looks a lot more like Spotify than it does Apple Music. But we actually are listed on there too. So you can, it's just like Spotify, you can stream your playlist as well as your podcast playlist. And I should probably remember to tell you guys that we, if you could please, I should say, if you could please rate us on iTunes. I know that not everybody listens on iTunes, but it is a pain in the ass because it's the only form of rating system that we have. So obviously the higher the rates or the rates, the more traffic this podcast gets. And although that scares the shit out of me, it would be nice to build up the Peacekeeper family because I love you guys and you guys are always being so sweet and so nice and supportive, and you always want new episodes, and that makes me feel good on the inside. So if you could please go give us a rating on iTunes, Apple Podcasts, whatever it's called. All right, you guys, so I guess that's everything. Don't forget that September is National Suicide Awareness Month, or National Suicide Prevention Month, I should say. Please reach out to somebody who is suffering. You can be, learn how to be an ally, learn how to be a person to provide a safe place for humans that may need it. Link down below, we have the National Suicide Prevention Hotline as well as the Domestic Abuse Hotline. We have ways that you can help the Black Lives Matter movement. Remember that Black Lives Matter, they've always mattered, they will always matter. Remember that, please. Don't be a cunt. Stop being racist. And if you know somebody who is, make sure you punch him for me because that shit's not going to fly anymore. We also have links to, let's see, the music that we use behind the podcast in case anybody wants to know. And as well as, what else do I got? Oh, ways that you can help the Guillen family because we can't forget about them. Remember, we have to help our fellow humans, and for something so tragic, the least we can do is donate a dollar if that's all you have. Every little bit counts. So it's been a fat minute since I've shared my social medias, but if you go through Passions Are Peace podcast on Instagram, you will find the link to my social media. My Snapchat is cindymarie1116@gmail.com, and I think that's everything for this one, though. But I love you guys. Stay safe. Make sure you're drinking your water. Stay hydrated. If you are affected by the fires that are going, I'm praying for you. We're sending all our best wishes your way. If you are located in Idaho and you are struggling with the fires of the Badger, what is it? Badger Creek? Badger Hill. And you need some food, you need something, then we will figure it out for you. Make sure you reach out to us and we will try to be there for you. Remember to stay peaceful, stay passionate, watch your kids, take time to enjoy the things that you love, and we will see you in the next one. Bye.